on perseverance. He that shall persevere unto the end shall be saved. Matthew 10:22. The following is from French priest Antoine de la Porte. There are two grand motives for perseverance. The first is that we cannot begin too soon to serve God, and as that beginning is never too late, we ought never to relax in our duty to Him so long as we live. We ought indeed to love God from the first moment of our coming to the use of reason. We ought to love Him as soon as we have known Him, and this is perhaps the reason that the best part of our life slips by without beginning to do good and without engaging to serve Him, and this too after the sacrament of baptism, which is, as you know, a solemn promise to serve and love Him, our Divine Master. We, by rights, ought never to have relaxed, but ought to have kept faithfully to the promise made in the sight of heaven and earth. But by a desertion as shameful as it is criminal, we soon find that we have been more guilty than reasonable from the very first moment of our existence. Is it not just, then, to make up for lost time, or at least to make reparation for time so uselessly employed, that we should consecrate the rest of our lives in paying off a debt which is owing to Him, our Creator? We ought at least to enter into the feelings of the great Saint Augustine, who exclaims, "Too late have I known thee, O ancient truth, too late have I loved thee, O ancient beauty." Ah, had I waited for a year, a month, a week, or a day, would it not have been too late for me to begin? What can I then now do but to devote the remainder of my life to thy service? You have loved me, dear Lord, from all eternity. You will love me for all eternity, if I am fortunate enough to deserve the eternal happiness which thou hast destined for me, at least if that short interval which hangs between these two eternities be perseveringly and constantly employed in loving and serving thee. The other motive is that we should never be weary of serving God or quit His holy service too soon. For tell me, what has moved that soul when, with Christian generosity, it has resolved to leave off sinning and has determined to be virtuous and good? It is either the fear of God's judgments or the wish to be saved, or perhaps a higher motive has been excited and conversion has lasted for some time. But this desirable change ceases, tears are dried up, and the course of penitential prayers are stopped. The goodness, justice, and mercy of God had brought forth our holy resolutions. Have these been the cause of this change? No, God is now just as loving, just as merciful as He ever was. He has not ceased to be mindful of you. Why then did you not remain longer in His service? If then the fervent zeal which we should always feel in the service of His Divine Majesty should cease for a day, or even a moment, it would be too late, because there is not a single day or hour which should not be devoted to the adoration and service of Almighty God. We should not therefore place any limit to our perseverance, for the very moment we cease to be zealous and good, all our past services are reckoned as nothing, and we lose the merit of them. The following is from French Jesuit Père Quassette. Having considered the motives that ought to induce us to persevere, let us see the sad effects that would inevitably result from the want of perseverance. Consider well that as perseverance in the life of grace is purely a gift of God, so the want of perseverance is simply our own fault. That life of grace which penance renews in us is of its nature as immortal and as incorruptible as is our soul. If, therefore, against the design of God we lose this grace, it is to ourselves and not to grace that we can attribute this loss, and in that consists our irregularity. Instructed as we have been of the necessity of final perseverance, why should we not always try to merit it? Ought we not daily resolve to obtain this precious treasure? Final perseverance, ought it not to be the constant object of our desires, the aim of all our endeavors, and the motive, so to speak, of all our prayers? Let us store up all our merits, let us multiply our graces. For if we have the misfortune of not persevering to the end, if we have the unhappiness of dying in mortal sin, notwithstanding our former innocence and fervor of penance, if we have the misfortune of losing that grace at that moment preceding the last, all these treasures will be lost for all eternity. God, in this case, does not reckon up our past good deeds. We are justly condemned. Oh, how blind, how mad must we be not to ask of Almighty God for the gift of perseverance and for the means of obtaining this grace. It is in reality this gift which gives such a value to our good works. Without perseverance, the most perfect innocence, the most heroic virtue, the most austere penance go for nothing. Saul had been chosen by God by a singular favor. Solomon had been the admiration of the world for his piety and wisdom. Judas was one of our Savior's apostles and had even worked miracles. All these men had begun well. They had, even for some time, persevered in innocence, fervor, and in all the duties of a Christian life. They reflected honor on religion so long as they persevered in grace. But having at last been seduced from the exact regularity of their duties, having allowed themselves to be led captive by their bad passions, having too easily followed the bad example of others, what has been their sad end, and what is their eternal destiny? St. Philip Neri says, "The greatest help to perseverance in the spiritual life is the habit of prayer, especially under the direction of our confessor. Men should often renew their good resolutions and not lose heart because they are tempted against them."